Appreciate you coming, and we just shared, you and I, a first. That's the very first song, very first note that I've ever played with Billy Kilson on the drums. Yeah. Billy, welcome aboard, buddy. We've never rehearsed, never played together. I was doing the Mount Hood Jazz Festival. A few months back, I was touring with 4Play this year, and Billy was playing with Dave Holland, and Billy had also played with Bob James over the years, and I'd heard about him. And when I heard him play at Mount Hood, I said, my Lord, I gotta make some music with this guy. So we started trying to catch up with him on the road, and finally got him, and he was free for this whole week, because we're doing the Blue Note New York starting Tuesday for the whole week. But anyway, I don't rehearse. I'm too old to rehearse. So we sent a video cassette from last year's Montreux Jazz Festival to Billy, and he checked out the show, and that was it. We walked out on stage and hit bound it up. But that was good. That was good. Thank you. Thank you very much. You'll have to indulge me a little bit this evening. I returned from Japan a week ago yesterday, and I haven't touched the guitar until the first note tonight. So I'm having a love affair again. Always nice to have 10 days off and not play a note, you know. Chops might go, but boy, your heart wants to get right to it. How many guitar players are with us this evening? A few of you guys came. Thanks, guys. And the rest of you are just along for the ride. Well, hopefully we'll take you places that you didn't expect to go. This next song, for those of you that do play the guitar or have any interest in the guitar, it's a song from my last album, and the song's called Osaka Cool. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to turn my high E string down to a D. So when I play a normal minor chord, it's now a minor seventh chord, so I can have parallel minor seventh chords in a baby position. You wouldn't be able to do that unless you tuned your E string down to a D. Thank you. Do you all know how to make a dirty martini? Well, I'd love to have a dirty martini. Yeah? Nice. I got the thumbs up from the back row, man. Three years ago, this coming October, my wife Michelle and I, we moved to Nashville, Tennessee from Southern California. My children had moved there and wanted to be near the kids, so we packed up and moved out of Beverly, you know. Anyway, when I arrived in Nashville and kind of got involved in the community a little bit, I was exposed to a lot of new guitar players, new to me. And obviously in Nashville there's a lot of singer-songwriters. Anyway, I learned some new techniques on the guitar. One thing that most of the players in Nashville use, if you notice on my acoustic, there's a thing strapped around here, it's called a capo. That's so you can play open chords in any key. Right now I'm going to finger a G chord, but I'm capoed up, so it's going to sound like B flat. So that sounds like Nashville right off the bat, right? Anyway, so I was writing the songs for my last CD, and I'm standing in the kitchen, looking out at the cows and the horses, and I have 7 barn kitties, 3 dogs, and I thought, I got to do something different. So I put the capo on the guitar and started thinking about the techniques that the guys use in Nashville. And they use this one technique where they use a pick and 2 fingers, and it's called finger picking. And they get this banjo kind of rolling thing going. So I came up with a lick that inspired my new song with this finger picking technique, and my lick goes like this. So I'm standing in my kitchen with a capo, and I'm finger picking, boy. And I'm getting kind of excited. I'm in Nashville. So that's the intro to my new song. And another technique that I heard the guys do, Ricky Skaggs and these guys do this other thing. It's called flat picking. No fingers, just the pick. And it's very showy. Normally when they do it in the bluegrass style, it's very showy. So the melody to my new song is with the flat picking technique, and it goes like this. So now I'm capoed, I'm finger picking, I'm flat picking, I only need one more segment to my song, and it becomes a song. So I came up for the bridge of the tune. It's this classical technique, but I put a Chet Atkins backbeat to it, and it goes like this. So I'm finger picking, flat picking, classical with a Chet Atkins backbeat. Oh, and I've got a martini. I could talk for an hour.
Honey, did you make that?
No.
That's excellent. Thank you very much. Anyway, so that my song is written, and now I get to my favorite part, which is the solo section. Well, you can always tell when a jazz-influenced guy gets to the solo section because there'll be a chord that kind of makes you go, Like, I'm not really sure they meant to do that or not, but I guess it's okay. So I'm going to play my song for you now with the finger picking, flat picking, and all that stuff, and then we'll get to the solo, and you'll hear a little bit of an off chord. So I hope you enjoy it. It's called Riding the Treasure. Thank you. This is the part of the show where I don't really know what I'm going to do till we do it.
Springville, Larry!
Sorry. What is it? Bubble Shuffle. Wow, it's been years.
Put it where you want.
Put it where you want, and maybe we'll do that toward the end of the set. That's always fun. Bubble Shuffle, honestly, dear, we haven't played it in forever. In fact, Billy's never heard it. This might be a perfect time to... Maybe we should do a song that everybody knows, except Billy. Now, I guarantee you this is one that even Billy knows. Thank you.
is that game on?
Well, we're in a mellow mood here. Maybe I'll just play a couple of solo acoustic pieces, and then we'll bash again for you in a second. Okay? Thank you. He's actually my musical director. He covers me. We've been together a long time now. You might have heard him with Kirk Whalum many years ago. One of my favorite people, one of my favorite musicians on keyboards, that's Mr. Rick Jackson. And once again on drums, his first night with us, just doing a great job. That's Billy Kilsen. So I think what we're going to do right now is the Billy Kilsen Blues.
Thank you.
Chris Kemp. Thank you all very much for coming. See you again. Thank you all again. Had a great time. Good night.